Welcome, welcome, my feminist fempreneurs. I am excited to have here with me today Leonor Herrera, and she is going to discuss with us the money mindset breakthrough that us female entrepreneurs need to focus on, because this is the breakthrough that is really going to take your business to the next level. Welcome, welcome, Leonor.
Thank you so much, Fundiva. I'm so happy to be here sharing, more insights for all the women that are out there trying to move forward and just go to the next level of income. I love to share my insights and all the things that I've learned based off of my experience as well.
And I love this because I think it's something that we need to talk about more, because when you have years and years of programming about beliefs and limiting beliefs at that, about money mindset and about what you can achieve in your business, it's time to do the deprogramming and move to the next level. So let's start at the beginning. Tell us how you started in business. Where did you start?
Well, I actually, started really young, and back when I was living in Mexico, I actually had a paper store. But then, you go through the years, and then I married. I started working in the educational field. I was a teacher for many years. And then I actually had a little school where I used to teach children Spanish as a, as a second language. And then we moved. So I continued teaching. And then for, family needs, my older child he had some health problems. So I decided to stay home, to stop teaching, but I didn't want to be without an income, So then I started my first nanny agency. That was back in 2008. And I started a nanny agency. My nanny agencies are still working. We place nannies in six different cities here in the US.
Wow.
And then people always ask me, so how did you do it? How did you work and how did you manage the family? I mean, my children are grown-ups now, but people used to ask me. And at the beginning of my entrepreneurial career, I was doing okay. I'm always very well organized, so I have strategy in place. I had everything, but it was hard for me to get the clients. It was hard because I didn't have the right mindset. And as we all know, the mindset is the powerhouse. It's the foundation. If you don't have it right, you have a very hard time, being in a successful business. So, but I went on, with the nannies, and I actually grew them with a lot of work, just pushing through and a lot of work. And years later, it's when I realized, you know what, I stumble upon a lady that works with the mindset. And that's when I realized this is what I need. And I started working on my own mindset, on my own money mindset. And then I decided to become a certified coach, because I think it's needed. And I think, especially for women in business, is something we really need, because we do a lot of things. We can do a lot of things, but it's always, that little voice that says,
"Yeah,
you can't. You maybe you're not ready. You're not good enough. This is not going to work. No. You're being too ambitious." Things like that, where we are constantly thinking. And sometimes we don't even recognize them. We don't even notice that.
Yes, I think that is the key factor. Like the years of what you've been seeing and experiencing and hearing from other generations and other people around you can affect you in a way that you haven't even recognized. And so
Yes.
we are excited to be entrepreneurs and we jump into this business, and then we can fall into the mindset of it's all about hard work. Now, hard work is a part of it, and you achieve much of your success through very, very hard work. But
Yes.
sometimes we get into the mindset that's the only thing you can do, and you are getting to the phase of burnout and exhaustion, and wondering why you can't just move to the next level.
To the next level. And the
Yes.
reality is that hard work can only takes you so long. I mean, it doesn't actually takes you to a higher level. It doesn't. It helps you to just go through the day and keep going, but it doesn't take you to the level where we want to go, where ambitious like us, ambitious woman like us want to go. And it keeps you in the same level. It keeps you doing okay, but not doing the way you ambition. Because there's so many hours in the day, there's so many days in a week. So even if you keep working, keep working, keep working, let's pretend that you are not going to burn out, but you only have 24 hours. That's it. No more.
Okay, so that's a great point because you know that people who don't even join the entrepreneur journey, they're working for companies, they are just working and putting out. And not much change in their lives. There's no time for
Yes.
taking care of self. They're just on this, I call it kind of a like a factory,
Yes.
a factory line, and they're just going until it's time to retire, should they make it there. But
Yes.
when we look at being an entrepreneur is like entrepreneurship is like therapy.
Well, it is a magical world, because when you are an entrepreneur, you go through a life-changing journey. Your personal growth starts. I mean, it completely changes. You start a different path. And that's the only way you can succeed when you're an entrepreneur. A lot of people start and they quit because they don't utilize or they don't start working on their personal growth as well. But you have to. If
You
you want
have
to
to.
succeed in this career, you have to introduce that personal growth factor in there. But you're right. Going back to the working hard, that's one of the major, I would say, money blocks that we have, as women, because we're so used to work, give, give, give. And generation after generation, we see our mothers working hard all the time, and they're the last ones that go to bed. They are the first one that wake up in the morning, and they need to keep working and working and working. And if you put in there that you grew up with a father that used to work really hard and work all the time, then yes, it's imprinted in your subconscious that you need to work very hard in order to make the next dollar. And you keep doing the same, and you keep the cycle continues and continues, and you keep going the same way. That for me, working hard, I would say it's probably one of the major money blocks that I encounter. For me, it's a very bad one, because I grew up on a with both parents working really hard. So I feel that you have to work all the time in order to
That's
make a little bit more.
interesting. That's interesting. Yeah, and I can totally relate. And that also feeds into culture as well. Not that
Yes.
everyone is working hard, but I mean backbreaking work and not really feeling, well, step one is the awareness of that mindset of backbreaking work. But the second part, I think, is not feeling valuable enough to be comfortable and achieve and receive wealth? How do we,
Correct.
how can we break through as entrepreneurs to that?
And you know what? In general, you know, the first or the starting point is just as you say, start paying attention. Be aware of what's coming to your mind. Because when you don't pay attention, you don't notice. Honestly, I have so many women that come and tell me, Leonor, but I don't have money blocks. And I'm like, whoa, okay, we're studying right there. You probably have a bunch of them, but you don't even notice them. And people ask me, so do you think I have money blocks? And I'm saying, well, as a general rule, we all have money blocks. We just have to pay attention to the things we repeat to ourselves, you know, if not verbally, but in our own minds, the things that we're repeating to ourselves, like, oh no, this is not going to work. I need to work a little bit more. I need to learn another thing. That's so common because you have fine women that they're very well prepared. They know, or they're experts on a specific topic, and they still feel that they need another course, another certificate, another thing in order to start executing and put an offer out there.
Yes, and that kind of holds them back. There was a study
Yeah.
done, and it said that a woman, before applying for a job, wants to be 110% qualified. Most of the
Yes.
women that apply, they're like 110% qualified, whereas men will feel 70% qualified, but just go for it and get it. So it's such a mindset of value, a personal value. And that's
Yes.
the hard, but the great thing about entrepreneurship is that you're putting up that mirror to yourself and saying, hey, what am I telling myself? What is holding me back? Everything is
Yes.
possible, but
Yes.
you got to realize that you are the catalyst to getting yourself there.
Correct. You are the only one that puts limits to yourself. No one else. You're the only one. And you need to understand as an entrepreneur as well. You need to understand that the one thing that you can be sure about is that you're going to make mistakes. There's no way around. You're going to make mistakes at some point. So you need to give yourself permission to be imperfect and to make mistakes. But all starts while you start listening at what you are saying to yourself. What is it that you are telling yourself? Because if you don't pay attention to what you are thinking, it's going to be very difficult to break through that money block. You don't pay attention, you're not going to notice them.
So I have a question about how do we open our ears? Because I've been through this as well. As a woman, you could be sitting in an uncomfortable seat. But
Yes.
because you're so busy, let's say you're on the computer, you're so busy with the work in front of you and the phone calls and the family and all the go, 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 you don't even realize that you're sitting on a tack, literally.
Yes. Yes.
You've blocked out that physical pain. You're just going, going, and eating just to survive. You don't enjoy the food. So when we talk about this, listening to your body and listening to your inner voice, what's the first step to getting there where you open up your ears and hear what you're saying to yourself?
This is very important because we can go through life without never noticing. So that's why it's so important that we talk about it. So more women get, you know, at least a little bit interested or, oh, what's that? So they can get started. Because it all starts with a decision. You need to decide first. If you don't decide that you want to work on your mindset, on breaking these limiting beliefs, it's never going to happen. It all starts with a decision. And you decide that when you notice that there's something out there that can be very beneficial for you. But if we don't talk about it, if we don't discuss, if we don't have, you know, places like this to just raise the voice and say, this is what is happening, then a lot of people is never going to notice.
Okay.
So the first thing is just listen what is out there. And if it's something that you feel you can benefit from it, go for it. So decide that you want to go. That's the first thing. Decide that there's more out there for you.
Yes.
And we all feel that. That's it. The funnest part is we all feel like, you know what? I feel that there's more out there for me. I feel we at some point when you're working for someone else, even when you are already working in your business, you feel like, I know there's something more. I know there's something more, and you feel it. But you start saying, oh no, what am I dreaming? No. But once you decide yes, then just start working. And the first step is deciding that you want to see what else is out there for you. And then I always tell them, you decide first, and then just start showing up like a different person. Just start showing up like you want to learn. Just start showing up. And even if you don't have someone that can guide you, right now we live in a world that it's so wonderful because you can find a lot of things just by browsing around in your computer browser. So start digging in. Start saying, okay, how can I get started? But what I always say is write your thoughts. Start in the morning and you know what? It's funny because a lot of people think I'm big at journal. I always say journaling is a fantastic thing, but not like a woo-woo thing or anything like that. It's for me, journaling, it's a way to get your thoughts organized. Once you start writing what you are thinking, you can get them organized. You have them in paper, you see them, and you organize them. So give yourself permission to start putting everything in writing. What is it that you are thinking? And this could be, you know, a lot of people call it meditation. For me, it's journaling. And, you know, in the morning and night, start thinking or meditating, if you want to call it that way, and see, okay, what is it coming to my mind? What is it that I really want? And once you start writing, you're going to notice some patterns there. You write it, you read it, and you're going to notice some patterns. Like, for example, oh, you know what? I'm dreaming about having a house by the beach, but I know that the house by the beach is just too much for me. I will never be able to pay for that, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And you're going to see that narrative. You're going to see what are you saying to yourself.
Okay, this is good. So this is like getting it out of you.
Yes.
I like what you mentioned. You said about meditation. We can meditate and we can expand our mind that way. But then our mind tends to go in different places. And journaling is a way to kind of concrete,
yes,
put down everything that you think, getting into that habit. There is so much power in the pen. I truly believe that.
Yes.
I've accomplished so much of my business just by writing
just
things
by
down.
Writing it down, right?
I have all the apps and I put all the to-do things in the apps, but when I write something down, it,
yes,
happens. And then I go back and I look at the things that I had thought about years ago, and it might have taken longer than I expected, but it happened because putting things on paper really makes it real in the world.
It makes a difference. And again, you think, okay, I'm thinking of all these things that I have in mind, but you cannot organize them when you have them right there. You write them down and you start saying, okay, now I get it. And this goes here, this goes there, and just start writing. I'm telling you, I'm being, I have notebooks and notebooks and notebooks.
Yes.
It's like,
yes,
just
yes.
Keep going, because it really, yes, it really helps. But that's the easiest way that I found.
Okay.
on how to get started.
Baby
Start
steps.
writing, because a lot of times people say, okay, start meditating. But if I'm starting, I don't even know what meditating entitles. I don't even know how to do that. But I know how to write.
Yes. So this is a great baby step for people to
Exactly.
get it out there. And another key point that you touched upon was, and I want to just expose this, the shame. I think that for women, and even if you have accomplished a great level of success, let's say you're a millionaire now in business, but you want to go to the next level, there, you know, there's more out there for you. Your business can grow even greater, more internationally, and you're saying to yourself, what is holding me back? And you could have money mindset or money blocks that are still there. Even at that level, you can still have money blocks that you need to work out, but you are afraid to admit it because you don't want anybody to see that
Oh
you
my gosh,
haven't
that's so
arrived.
important. Let me clarify that well for everyone. Money blocks, they don't go away, ever. They just never go away. You have them, you learn how to control them when you're at this level. You go to the next level, and all the money blocks start showing up again in a different way. The same one.
Okay.
Sometimes new ones, but they start to show up in a different way.
Interesting.
Because we have them and we say we are going to reprogram our brains. Kind of we do, but we have these money blocks for such a long time that they keep showing up and they keep showing up. So what happens is that we become good at handling them. We become, when we are aware of what's going on, we recognize them sooner and we say, okay, this is what I need to do. I need to work on this. I need to work in this video. I need to work on this. But they keep showing up. They keep showing up.
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous key information that
Yes.
they could show up in different ways,
In different
and you
ways.
need to continually work on this part of your growth. No
Yes.
one has arrived. And the research shows it. There are people that, well, they all, the typical example is people that win the lottery and then they go right back to being in a state of poverty after a few years. And that is because just having that level of money and success does not change what's going on up here.
It doesn't. You know what? It's funny because I have a group. It's actually in Spanish every Tuesday of ladies, where we where I guide them through going through all these money blocks. And we were talking exactly about this. What happens is that people that wins the lottery, they have an special event, which is winning all this money, but no one helped them to break the pattern that they have had. So since before, like, for example, it could be that they were always they always had lack of money or for their own. So then they win the money and everybody started being, oh, can I borrow this money? And they start like, yeah, by the time they notice, it's all gone. Patterns like that, but they are not equipped to break the pattern. So it happens. We it it it, it see it, after 4 years of winning the I think it's after 4 years of winning the lottery, 70% of the people that wins the lottery lose everything. They lose everything after 4 years. And that's it. That's in the mind. That it is something that you need to break the pattern. You need to learn new things on how to handle all this. But but in general, that your money blocks do not disappear. You learn how to handle them.
Okay.
That's what happens.
And this is great because this is like setting a foundation for entrepreneurs or anyone to realize that you have to work on your personal growth, and money mindset is part of that, and it's an ongoing journey.
Yes, it
I
is an
can't stress
ongoing
that
journey.
enough.
And I always tell, especially my clients, I always tell them, but don't see it like a burden. It's going through a personal growth because we are, so blessed to have a new day. But what would be a new day if you don't have an opportunity to keep growing?
Yes.
So you need to see it like a great thing. We are here, we have another day, and we have the opportunity to continue or grow, growing and improving and becoming better. That's what we're here.
Can you explain a little bit about how the money limiting beliefs come back at a different level? Like, what kinds of limiting beliefs are there, and how do they kind of reset after the person has gotten through one set? They're coming back again. How does that
Yes. And
happen?
you know what? I'm going to use the example of working really hard. So you go
Okay.
through your business, you start, and because you are studying, you think, okay, I have to put all these many hours, and you keep working, working, and working, working. And then you realize, well, I didn't start my business to be working all the time. I actually started my business to be with my children a little bit more, to have more time for my family. But then it became that, okay, since you are studying, you're building this business, then you work, work, work. And then you realize, okay, this is not what I wanted. This is what. So you start working on your mindset and start seeing new ways to do things, new ways to utilize your time in a better way. Maybe you already are at the point where you can delegate something, you work around that, and you understand that you cannot be working all the time and start rearranging that. And then you probably, let's say that you hire a new team member and you're going and you're making more money. And then, of course, your business start growing more. And then you see, okay, it's growing more. I don't want to, not utilize this opportunity that it's coming my way. So I'm going to put more hours and you start doing the same thing. And you start doing the same thing. Or you start making more money and start being afraid that, okay, but maybe if I don't put more hours, at some point I'm not going to make the same. I'm not going to make the same money. I need to make more. I need to make more. I need to make more. And making more is not a bad thing, but you need to find ways that you are not working all the time. You need to find ways that you are making money in an in an easier way. And then there's also this belief that in order to be valuable, I need to work a lot of hours. But the truth is that as humans, we have some skills that come easy to us. Not all the skills are easy to us, but we have some. And it's okay to use that skill, the ones that are come easy to us, to make money. And many times we say, well, for example, I'm going to talk about how to organize your kitchen. But then you say, well, that's so simple. Why should I charge for that? And you're like, well, that's simple for you, but it doesn't mean it's simple for everyone.
Okay, our value, our personal value,
Exactly.
and making sure that we charge what we're worth. That's a big
Exactly. And
one.
I actually have a great exercise about finding, all the valuable things that your service provide, for example. And it's a very easy one. You just need to start writing down, and again, I always ask, just write it down so you can see it. Write down the service that you are providing, how your service impacts the other areas of your client's life. Like, for example, if you provide an organization organizing the home, how that impacts on the well-being of your client. How that impacts on the relationship your client has with the family, how that impacts on the way she or he does money, Have that, so look at other areas your work impacts, and you're going to be more aware of the value that you are providing.
Excellent, excellent tip.
Yeah.
And I want to also talk about shame as a
Oh.
factor. That's a huge one. And I've noticed even women who are, really reach a certain level of success in business, there are people that will put shame on you. And then there, of course, the biggest problem is you putting shame on yourself. They say, oh, I make this much, but I give this much to charity. And
Yes.
while I love the fact that they do that, I feel sometimes they're trying to compensate for allowing themselves to achieve wealth by saying, once I get this, I will give it away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And this is the thing. One of the big things that we as women may the mistakes that we make is that we believe that we need to provide justification for everything we do. So if I make more money, I need to justify that I'm it's okay that I make more money because I give money away. You don't need to justify anything to anyone. You don't owe an excuse to anyone. That's for starters. The second thing that we need to know, if we don't know that yet, if we didn't notice that yet, is that when women have more money, they impact everyone around them. The way the woman handle when they have more money, it's very different to how men do it. And it starts probably without a woman even noticing. But the first thing that happens is a woman makes more money and she starts providing a better life for her family, a better life for her children, a better life for everyone that is around her. But then when she gets even more, she starts impacting, or that overflow goes to her communities as well.
Community, yes.
And so on. And it keeps expanding.
I just saw something on Instagram. An expert was saying that if women were paid equally to men, that would put $400 billion more dollars in the US alone. I memorized that number. It's just a little bit more money in the hands of women would make a huge impact
A huge impact,
on
yes.
communities and the entire income of the country.
Yes.
So that's evidence right there, and that's something that we need to think about as we grow our businesses and put away the shame and the judgment.
Yes, and that's very important, the judgment as well, because we are used to judge every other woman that we see. We're most of you, we do that. We should not do that. As a woman, we need to support each other. As a woman, we need to just, understand that we're all different, and the way we do things are different among ourselves. I mean, the way I do one thing, it's going to be very different than the way you do it. But there's no wrong or right. There's no wrong or right. There's no shame on doing it one way or another. We just need to support each other. It
Support
is important to do that. But yes, once the woman have the power, when they have the power, the money, everybody around them benefits from that. Everyone. And that's why I love working with women, because you see that it's immediate.
absolutely. And I want to just highlight what you said about the judgment, because I actually did a workshop on money blocks, and I did a little test where I showed women a picture of a very wealthy woman, and I asked them to come up with the judgments that were going through their mindset. And I asked them to think about if they are judging themselves in that
Yes.
same way. And typically it is. It's a mirror.
It is. It
It's a
is.
mirror of what you're
Totally
saying to
is.
yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have that. Again, it's a limiting belief itself. We have that thing that, if you're rich, you are not nice. You are this. You portray this a woman that has money in a very negative way. We actually do an exercise where we look at ourselves in the mirror and we say, "This is how a wealthy woman looks like." Just by looking yourself at the mirror, put your hand on your heart and say, "This is what a wealthy woman looks like."
This is what a wealthy woman looks like.
Yes,
Exactly.
and just you know, it's amazing how you feel when you say that, because I mean, there are many different women, many different styles to being rich. It doesn't have to be one or the other. And another thing that it's very important to know is making more money is not going to make you a better person, but it's not going to make you a bad person either. You're going to be the same. That your essence, it's going to be the same. So if you think that just because you're going to get money, you're going to be spoiled, whatever, it's not going to happen. You're going to be the same person.
Your essence remains the same.
It remains the same. It only highlights what you already are. That's all.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And so we need to continue to support each other.
It is very important to find that community where you can go and talk about your desires without feeling that you are being judged or that something negative is going to come out from there. It is important. It is important to find that place where you can express your desires. And something that I always tell my clients is, if you have the desire, it's because you can handle it and because you can get it.
Wow. I say that
No,
again.
if
If
you have a
you
desire, it's
desire,
because you can handle it and you can get it.
it's because you can handle it and you can get it.
You know, depending on your personal beliefs, if you believe in God, the universe, whatever you believe in, you need to. You need to just pay attention. God is not going to want something bad for you.
Yes.
Never. So if you have that desire, it's because you can achieve it.
And achieve it. Thank you. Thank you so much, Lenore, for joining
Thank you.
us today and spreading wisdom, awareness, and just really positive vibes around this subject. And I embrace you and I embrace the knowledge that you have shared with us. And I encourage our listeners to really apply it, the baby steps
Yes.
and how they can just take themselves from the next level to the next and see it as part of the ongoing personal
Yes.
growth journey without shame, without judgment, and finding that supportive community. Excellent.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much. Thank you, Diva. Thank you so much for having me.